Tonight, I asked Miss Ella McGregor to come, and she's coming at this time, and she's going to share with us from the Bible. She's going to share with us the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God is so good. So good. God is good. God is good. All the time. There's never a time that he's not good. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. Let us receive as you come. Bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I won't be before you long, but giving God the glory, who's the head of my life. And I just thank him for this opportunity. And I thank our pastors, Pastor Jones and First Lady. And I just want to thank you while I'm up here for being an example. You were an example. You preached the word, but you were an example of how to be a woman, how to be married, how to be a wife. Because we living in a society now where they tell you it's okay, the preacher don't even have to stay faithful. But I'm not judging, but God is going to judge that. But I'm just saying it's not right. It's not right. Don't let anybody tell you it's okay, because God, the word does not say that. And I thank you for being an example to me and my husband, showing us how to live as husband and wife, and we can still serve God. And I just thank you. My scripture tonight will be coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. That's my beginning scripture. It said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And my text tonight is accepting who God says I am or you are. Accepting who God says I am or you are. In that scripture, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, that is a statement. That's what God said we are when we accept him. All old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Okay, but Miss Cora preached last week about our purpose. A lot of Christians can't get to their purpose because we have not fully accepted what God has said we are. Until you accept who God says you are, you cannot find your purpose, because we find it so easy to believe what other people say about us. We find it so easy to accept what somebody else says about our character. We find it so easy, but it's so hard to accept what God says. We can accept it when we're in the church and in the setting, but when we walk outside, we cower back down. We got to accept who Christ said we are, and we got to know who we are. I just come to encourage you tonight, and those that are listening, if you have not accepted Christ, I invite you to accept him in your life tonight. But those of you that have accepted Christ, and like I said, you don't know what your purpose is because we don't believe what Christ said, I invite you tonight that you will know before you leave here what Christ said. And we're going to pray right now. Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father God. You are our strength. You are everything. Father, we give you all the praise and glory and honor. And Father God, anything, Father God, tonight that's not like you, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We surrender to have your way, Father God. And let the words of my mouth, Father God, be your words. Be your words, Father. Be your words. And whoever is for, Father God, we pray that they receive right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, that nobody will leave like they came, Father God. Every time that we come into your presence, Father God, we will be changed. And if it hadn't happened before, it starts tonight, Father. And we give you praise and honor and glory right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right. Okay, it said, why do I need to know what God says about me? Well, you need to know and believe what God says about you to be able to live out the purpose that he has imparted in your life, your assignment.